NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement, negotiated by George H.W. Bush and signed by Bill Clinton. But many economists, including one quoted in the Boston Globe today, say trade deals rarely cost jobs. Jill Schlesinger of CBS News is here for the first of our looks at trade. And Jill, what's the source of Sanders' claim, 850,000 jobs lost to NAFTA?
The campaign has pointed to a research paper by the Economic Policy Institute that came up with this 851,000 jobs lost. Now, about a quarter of the funding of the Economic Policy Institute is from labor unions. So we want a second source, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the second sources are not as dramatic in terms of their findings. Congressional Research Service is nonpartisan. They say you can't really claim 850,000. Probably has to do with economic growth and some changes in exchange rates. According to PolitiFact, this is rated a false in terms of the veracity on the Sanders campaign.
This terrific piece in the Boston Globe today cites Canton, Ohio, for instance, which has lost so many steel workers. But you can infer that some of the jobs were lost partly because steel isn't being used as much in the auto industry or in the oil and gas drilling industry.
You know, when I try to understand this, I go to really smart economists and I say, what is the impact? What they're telling me is that trade can usually affect the structure of employment, and there's always losers. But there's also been downward trends in manufacturing jobs, and it's not just one trade deal or another, but it could be the combination of globalization, the advent of technology, and the loss of union power to actually be able to keep these jobs. And frankly, that combination probably has more to do with the changes in employment than anything else.
Well, and what about the notion that Donald Trump has raised of imposing a 45% tariff on goods that would come in from China, for instance? He has said that that's negotiable. But what are economists saying about, you know, his pledge and Bernie Sanders' pledge to perhaps rip up trade deals? What would happen?
Well, they're very concerned because economists look at this and say, this is crazy. If we are going to slap tariffs on things coming into this country, will China sit back idly and not do anything? This could actually further damage the manufacturing sector because if there are tariffs on U.S. goods that are being exported, that's going to be terrible. I can't find one economist who actually thinks that igniting a trade war would be good for the economy.
But some economists are saying if some of these industries are going to have natural attrition, much as the shoe industry left New England a long time ago, that the solution is to relocate workers who lose jobs and retrain them for the jobs there are.
You know, I think that that makes such perfect sense. It seems like, oh my God, why are we talking about this? Of course, if there are going to be losers, what we would do is we would look to find them job training and give them maybe financial compensation. But I'm going to put a big asterisk on that because that would require spending by the federal government. And in this country, it takes a financial crisis to get the government to spend money to do things like that.
People who live in some of these states believe they are in a financial crisis.
Absolutely.
Jill Schlesinger of CBS News, thank you.
Thank you.
I want to keep on this topic. So your questions about trade deals, bring them to hereandnow.org.